Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Glad to be back for the second time this week. As always, off the top, I want to thank everybody for taking the time out of this busy day to listen to little old me. I appreciate it. So please tell your friends, tell a coworker, tell somebody. I'm trying to help this podcast grow. I'm not restarting it. So this is the podcast. Oh, man. You know, even though Miles is not here, I do have a milestone. Milestone is he was having a rough go at it, getting adjusted, being around the other kids. He was weirded out by my niece, Madison. But he's starting to come around. He's playing nicer with the kids. He's showing Madison some love. So shout out to Yoshi Boshi for stepping up to the plate and being a big boy. God, that sounds so weird saying on my podcast. Good job, Miles, being a big boy. But shout out to Miles. He's showing some growth. It was a tough go. This is his first time really like being aware that he's away from us. And he's having a little tough time, but you know, my parents are working with him and things are working out for him. So that's the milestone. He's showing some growth, everybody. All right. Moving on. It's been a slow week for me. So after coming off a great weekend with Bruce, I come back here to Charlottesville. And for those who know, I run a monthly show at this venue called The Southern. I do a monthly open mic. And feeling pretty good, but so I'm excited about the show. Get there, packed room. Kind of got into a disagreement with my mom before the show, so I really didn't get to like flesh out the new bits I wanted to work on. So I'm all kind of upset about the phone call. My mind is just not into the show at this point. So I go up to open the show, and I eat a huge bag of dicks. I mean, for like 15 minutes, I'm up there just bombing. Just new joke after new joke, just dying. It was not fun. It's been a while since I've experienced something like that. But I tried to keep it together. You know, I didn't really lose my shit or anything like that. I didn't get mad at the crowd. But, man, it was a tough one. But it was a packed show. A bunch of comics came out. It was a fun show, man. So, shout out to all the comics who were on the show. But, man, I had probably one of the worst sets of my life that night. It was awful. Awful. Next show is July 27th at the Southern. Show starts at 8. I'll be back on my game. Don't let that deter you from coming to the show, please. So come out to the Southern July 27th, 8 o'clock. If you're a comic and you want to come, sign up at 7. But be there by 8. So, you know, after the show, it's kind of a tradition. Most of the comics we'll go to, the comics that I'm close with, we'll go to Waffle House after the show. So I'll go there, and I'm really not trying to eat too bad. So I'm like, you know what? And I know I'm going to get shit for this. I get it. I'm like, let me get a salad. I know I shouldn't get a salad at Waffle House, but I did. I got a salad at Waffle House, so I ordered a salad, and I'm sitting there waiting for it, and I'm kind of like, I kind of have my back up against the back of the booth that we're sitting at, so I can, because we took up two tables, so I can see the table next to us, the table I'm at, and then I can kind of see in my peripheral vision, like, what's going on in the kitchen. You all been to Waffle House, it's got an open kitchen, you can see everything. So I see my waitress, she has a white bucket. She has a white bucket on the counter, and I see her kind of like this, like she's scooping something, just scooping, like an excavator, just scooping and dumping something into a bowl. And I look over to like really get an idea of what's going on, and I'm like, is that salad? And then, is that my fucking salad? This bitch is literally scooping out my salad with her bare fucking hands out of the bottom of a bucket. And I'm like, is that my salad that you're making with your bare hands right now? Oh, man, I washed my hands, trust me, but I forgot to put the gloves on. So you remembered to wash your hands but forgot to put the fucking gloves on. And then another waitress walks up, puts the glove on, and then, like, tries to grab some onions and sprinkle it on top. Like, all right, the salad's ready. I'm like, yo, I don't want that. I'm like, I'm good. And the waitress that came over to help her that sprinkled the onions on my salad, she goes, she was like, you want me to tell you something that I read in a book? And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yes, I really want to fucking hear what a Waffle House waitress read in a book one time. Please enlighten me on to what the fuck you read. And then she goes on to tell me, they tell us in the manual that we're supposed to grab the glove like this. And then she actually pulls a plastic glove or a rubber glove out of the little box and then put the glove on like this. She was like, we've already touched the glove, so what's the point of wearing the glove? And I just stared at her like, this bitch can't be serious right now. And if I'm correct, you're supposed to put that glove on inside out. Yeah, you're supposed to grab it and then turn the glove inside out as you're putting it on. And even if you didn't, you touch one small part of the glove. Then you put the gloves on, then you grab my salad. You don't take your whole goddamn hand and dip it into a bucket of salad like you're a goddamn John Deere backhoe. And then scoop the shit into my bowl. And they actually had the nerve to be mad at me because I'm like, yo, I don't want that. And I'm so non-confrontational when it comes to the type of shit. Because a couple days before that, I go to the deli at Food Lion. Woman's sneezing. I'm like, God damn it. She's sick. She's sneezing. Or got something's going on. She's sneezing a lot. So she's cutting my meat. I go look at like a rotisserie chicken or something. And like as I walk back, this bitch basically just sneezes all over the meat that she put on the scale, puts in the bag, and then hands it to me. And I call my wife. I'm like, hey, we're not having sandwiches. This woman just sneezed all over the meat. And she's like, you need to say something. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'll just take this bag of meat and just throw it behind all the spaghetti sauce and leave it at that. And she was like, no, you need to tell on her. And I just can't do it because I'm so afraid people are going to find out it was me. Because I worked at a grocery store. I know how it is when you work at a deli. If I even take it to the register and go, you know what, I don't want this woman sneezed on it. Even if I take it to customer service, I don't want it. She sneezed on it. When they take it back to her as a return, she's gonna know, like, oh, it was him. And it's just going to make it awkward. So I'd rather just hide it and have somebody find it on a different shift and then just toss it because it's been out there all day. But I couldn't sit and watch this woman just, like, literally just scoop her fucking dirty hand into a bucket of salad and then act like I wanted that. I couldn't do it. And then the nerve to have the attitude. And then she's like still talking shit afterwards. Like talking shit to herself about how she can't believe people and people always complaining. So you work at Waffle House. Shut the fuck up. Ugh. So that's what I get for trying to get a goddamn salad at Waffle House. Don't get salads at Waffle House. So I bomb. And then a woman tries to give me a hand-tossed salad at Waffle House 2 hours later. It was just a shitty night. It just was a shitty night for me. Shitty night. So have you guys seen this Jesse Williams speech, the light-skinned brother from Grey's Anatomy? You know, he gives this compelling, powerful speech about racial injustice and we need to fix things and all this kind of stuff. And I get it. He makes some great points. you know, very well written, well performed, delivered speech. And social media, I mean, it's just blowing up. People are like in love with this guy, and I get it, man. He killed it. And unfortunately, I feel like niggas just like being motivated. Niggas love to be inspired, but they're not going to do anything. They're not. You know what I'm saying? People just, niggas just like hearing words of inspiration, little, you know, little clever sayings, like the whole thing, like, we may be magic, but we are real. People just be like, ooh, that's deep. That's deep. They like to hear that, but it's like, what are you really going to do to change anything? Nothing. All you're going to do is you're gonna retweet it. You're going to share the video, say, you got to watch this. And then 3 days later, you're going to go about your life just doing niggery shit. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. But good on him. Great speech. But unfortunately, it's going to fall upon deaf ears, just like everything else does. So, yeah, we're inspired for that, you know, 7 minutes that we hear it. And you might talk about it with your friends at lunch for the next day or two. But other than that, 95% of us, aren't going to change our behavior. We're not going to go out and try to do anything to change anything. So, oh, well. A for effort. But, of course, here comes the backlash from, you know, let's be honest, from white America. Rightfully so. I get it. You're upset. And my biggest issue with that, with the backlash is, it's coming from the people, the same people that talk about how we're too PC in America and people can't say anything anymore because, once you're honest, the first thing they want to do is call you racist when it comes to, you know, talking about issues of race and whatnot. These are the first people to say some shit, which I just find hilarious. It's like, wait a minute. You want to be able to say the things that you want to say, and you get mad and want to call everybody sensitive and PC, and it's not right that I'm being called a racist because I'm voicing my opinion. But here you have a black dude doing the same thing, and you're the first ones to complain about how it's not right. It's like, you're doing exactly what you say everybody else is doing. It's the same thing with the cop stuff. I think I've said this on my podcast before. Both sides, people who are supporting the cop, the person who is supporting the black dude that gets killed. It's just like, yeah, both are saying this person's innocent before you even have all the facts. You're both doing the same thing. That's why we don't get anywhere. You don't even see that you're doing exactly what you say you hate that the other guy is doing. And now the backlash. Now I guess there's a petition to get him fired off of Grey's Anatomy, and I would say rightfully so. That's only fair. And honestly, black people, you can't complain, because when Paula Deen said the shit she said, or the guy from Duck Dynasty that said the shit he said, yeah, I wanted them fired. Now it wasn't as blatant, but it was definitely racially charged. It comes with the territory. That dude's an actor. People are always saying actors should stay out of politics and just act. So you really can't get mad at the backlash. When you put your neck out, when you step out of your, you know, the realm of what you do, which he has a right to do as an American citizen. He has a right to comment on that type of stuff. But you can't get mad at the backlash. And neither can he. If he wouldn't have said anything, there wouldn't be a petition for him to lose his job. So, can't be mad. It's only fair that, you know, people talk about him losing his job as well. I'm sorry, I'm watching this commercial. It's like Discovery Channel or something. And God, I'm so glad I'm not a fucking a wildebeest, because, I mean, your life is on the line at every second. God damn. You can't even get a drink of water without relax. Constant on edge. I was thinking about that the other day. Animals are just tough, man. I mean, you look at a deer looks so like effeminate and soft, but a deer would kick your ass. You know, they got the skinny legs and the eyes and the little floppy ears, and they just look all dainty. Like, but yeah, you tried to fight a deer, it will fuck you up. Even the cute stuff is deadly. But yeah, that's my two cents on the Jesse Williams thing. Great speech. He had a lot of great things to say, but gonna fall on deaf ears. And yeah, he has to deal with the consequences of making that speech. Oh, I also noticed this too. You know, on Facebook, when you share an article, it'll put like related articles or like articles about the same thing just from different sites on your page. And it was just funny watching the different types of headlines based on the website. Like all the right wing stuff is like, you know, racist speech against whites. Black Lives Matter activists saying racist things against whites. It's just funny. Then you got other thoughtful, poignant, you know, speech on race by Jesse Williams at the BET Awards. It's like the same speech, different points of view, different headlines, just trying to just tug at people's, like, now I don't want to say heartstrings because that's more of a different feeling, but just trying to tug at that people's, like, want to be upset about shit. So there was something else too. I can't believe I forgot it. So I talked about the Waffle House lady eating my fucking balls at my show. Jesse, oh yeah, Kevin Durant just yesterday announced that he's going to be part of the Warriors. So shout out to him. People are pissed off. And I just happened to catch the announcement when, right afterwards, and I saw Chris Broussard, who is a ESPN analyst, and he broke it down to, I never even thought about this. He makes a great point. This is not my point. This is Chris Broussard's, and I totally agree. He says, people are always talking about athletes and their egos, and all they care about is money. And what they should care about is like the team. And they should make the sacrifice, and they should want to win. That's what they should really be focused on. And here you have Kevin Durant, who was by far one of the biggest superstars in the league, actually sacrificing money, sacrificing shots, playing time, the spotlight, all that to be part of a team to win a championship. And people are giving him shit for it. And he was saying, like, so what do you want? We can't have both. You can't say that athletes don't care about the team. All they care about is their ego, being the guy and wanting the most money. Then turn around and get mad when someone makes the sacrifice to be part of a bigger thing. They sacrifice that money. They sacrifice their stats to win the championship. He's like, which is it? And I was like, you know what? I never thought about that. That dude did give up money. He did give up being the star of his the face of a franchise to win the championship. So that's like exactly what people say they should do, but he didn't do it the right way. It's going to be interesting. I kind of got out of basketball for a few years, but I definitely want to see this team. I joked around on Facebook and I said shout out to the 2017 NBA champs, the Golden State Warriors, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't win. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs. It just seems like whenever people make these super teams, the shit just doesn't work out, especially immediately. And I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on Steve Kerr because now people are going to see it as like, hey, you have no reason to lose now. So I think if they have like any bumps in the road, Steve Kerr could just be gone. So because they already lost one game seven. So I think he could be, maybe not this season, but if they don't win the 2018, 2 years from now, if they don't win 2 years from now, he's definitely gone. So it's going to be interesting to see. But email me, negropleaseradio@gmail.com for questions and that kind of stuff. I never get anybody to email me, but that's fine. Tell your friends. Tell your friends, hey, I know you're going through some shit. Email my boy. He'll give you some advice in the podcast. That way I don't know who it is. Have him email me. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ChrisAllenComedy.com. At ChrisAllenComedy.com is my website. At ChrisAllenComedy on Instagram and Twitter. And Snapchat, but I don't fucking use that shit because I don't know how. All right, there's the show. That's the show. Peace out. I'll see y'all next week.